Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Necessarily the views held by the network itself. Please use discretion when tuning in. Thank you.
Hey, hey, everybody. Greetings and welcome to Truthful Tuesday right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And you know, I am Sandy Rogers and I get to be your hostess for this evening as we go through this show. And you guys know I get so excited. I get so excited every Tuesday like a little kid because I have the world's best guests, the top experts in their fields, people who are passionate about what they do. And so I am so thrilled that we are graced once again with an expert guest that's going to be coming on shortly and bring us our show for tonight. But before we get into that, and y'all know I'll be getting excited too, be trying to rush it and my words start all running together. But there's always a couple of things that we do in order to make sure that we've taken care of the important things of life. And so the very first thing that we do is we give thanks and honor to our ancestors. Our ancestors are always here for us. All we need to do is to call upon them for the assistance that we need, trusting and believing that they are available to us. And ancestors, we give you so much gratitude for the way you're helping and the roads that you've paved ahead of us. And we're just thankful. We're just, we stand on your shoulders for strength. And we know you got our fronts, our backs, our tops, and our bottoms, and everywhere in between. And we just want to make sure that we give you thanks. They be here, y'all. They be with us on Tuesdays, I tell you. And the next thing that we do is to just make sure that we're all grounded and that we've kind of release the cares and the woes of today. And we do that by my sharing my daily inspirational thought with you. And so what I'm reading today is called Eye to Eye with My Soul. And this is just a couple of the paragraphs. You can always go in. I'll give you that information in a moment to read the entirety of the post if you would like. Again, it's called Eye to Eye with My Soul. Eye to Eye with My Soul means I accept full responsibility for the things and actions I take. I am solely responsible for my life. All that is present, I have created by conscious choice or default, by not making a decision. As you look deep into your own soul, give thanks. Be thankful for all that you see. You have come a long way. You are working through your own issues. Sometimes it may have been difficult. However, you are still on the path. This process we call life is glorious indeed. It is filled with wonder when we choose to view it that way. And these are all written up under RevSandy.wordpress.com. and you can go and take a look and check to see what is written. If you would like, you can subscribe and have those messages delivered to your email every day, and they're there for you to read at your convenience. RevSandy.wordpress.com. So it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is called Hemp and Health, and we have just an absolute amazing guest with us tonight, Nicole Vanderhurst McNair. She's the owner and founder of the WH Farm in Charlotte, North Carolina. She's going to be joining us shortly. Audience, you know you're always invited to join into the discussion, and all comments are welcome, and all voices that would like to be heard, we wish to let your voice be heard live here on the show. So you would just simply give us a call at 516-531-9819, and then press 1 on your device, which would let us know that you want to speak live on air with us. Otherwise, you're here and you're listening by calling in that number. Not until you press the 1 will we open your phone up to be live on air with us. And some of our regular listeners like to go back and listen to the shows over and over again to take notes or get deeper meaning into what the speakers have to say. So once your line is open, if you're not speaking, I would ask that you would mute your phone on your end so that we have a very clear and high-quality listening experience for anyone that would like to go back and listen to the shows. And once again, you can do that. You can go into our archives. We're ending up our 9th year currently. And you can go on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. That's S-A-N-D-Y. Or many other past shows that you would like. And just keep that. You may want to come back and listen to this one again and again, because I tell you, Nicole going to be breaking it down for you in just a moment. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take us a quick music break, and then when we come back, it is going to be my pleasure to bring Nicole on the line and let us talk to us about hemp and health. We'll be right back, you guys.
Just stay alone. Now the dude's so fucking hate, what do you think? What is it called? It's on the lakeside.
come back. That's all right. That's all right. So welcome back, everybody, to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. And once again, you're welcome to call in and talk live on air with us if you would like at 516-531-9819. And you must press the 1 on your device to alert us that you would like to speak live on air with us. Ooh-wee. So tonight we have Miss Nicole Vanderhurst McNair that is going to be coming to talk to us about hemp and health. Y'all know we've been talking about that for a while now. We're bringing it all out to educate you, to bring you additional information. So Nicole comes to us with a promising message of wellness, wealth, and cannabis. This black woman is succeeding in this cannabis industry because of her no-nonsense when she was recommended an opioid treatment for anxiety due to misgivings stemming from the current opiate crisis. McNair requested an alternative form of medication and started using cannabis products. She credits her background in real estate with allowing her to recognize the growing cannabis market and its potential. Nicole urges all people, both young and mature, to check to the use of CBD versus the overly used chemically created pharmaceuticals that often cause additional health issues for the person consuming them. Because this product is a natural plant, a creation of nature. And that's the difference that we're going to be talking about, that Nicole is going to be sharing with us. And I just want to bring her to the microphone and have us to tell us a little bit more about what it is that she does and her background and how she got started. She has a hemp farm right now in Charlotte, North Carolina. So welcome to the stage of our Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Nicole, we are so excited to hear from you this evening on your hemp business and everything else you want to share with us.
Hi, how are you, Reverend Sandy?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to hopefully and prayerfully bringing value to your audience and, you know, spreading the medicinal and wellness and therapeutic benefits that can be derived from cannabis, specifically hemp, as a form of cannabis.
Well, I know you will. You're so passionate about what it is that you're doing, and that is the type of individuals that we like to bring on the show so that people can really get it. You know, they can get the feel of what's going on, because there's so many untruths that are being told and said to people about the hazards and things like that of natural products that can help. And so that's why I'm really so supportive of the work that you're doing and wanting you to bring the expertise that you have to enlighten our audience.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, my name is Q. Nicole Vanderhorst. I am the CEO and founder of WH Farms Co. We are a vertically integrated manufacturing and processing company where we cultivate and we manufacture both premium hemp and CBD extract, as well as a ready-made body care and wellness product that we help businesses who are interested in really, you know, giving their customers who are health conscious lifestyle goods and products that can help ease their anxiety or help ease their pain challenges or insomnia challenges, for those types of businesses or entrepreneurs who are interested in growing a business legal in the cannabis space. Then we offer that through our white labeling program, where we allow businesses and entrepreneurs to launch or expand their own CBD product line using the products that we white label and bring to the table. And as you, you know, shared, my story really was generated and prompted from my being forced to find my own plant-based solutions. I was dealing with grief and just really overwhelmed with the task in my former career as a real estate developer, flipping houses as a licensed general contractor and developer in Washington, D.C. And so I really wanted to make sure that I was able to create an environment of ease within my mind. And the grief, as well, along with the anxiety, was really challenging me, both personally and professionally. And so when I sought my doctor and medical opinion about the matter, the immediate answer was a prescription. And I just, you know, had seen so much information about the addictions that were stemming from prescriptions and wanted something that I felt more comfortable that had come from the earth. So I was looking for a more holistic, a more herbal benefit, if you will. And so I was in a medicinally legal market, and fortunately there was already evidence and testimonials and a lot of people talking about how cannabis and hemp specifically, especially hemp-derived CBD, was assisting them with anxiety relief and helping to lift their mood and serving as an antidepressant. And again, we don't make FDA claims as those who have diagnosed them or have been able to medicate themselves using this particular plant, but we do recognize the consistency and trends. And so I, you know, told my doctor, I said I would rather try a plant-based option, and if that doesn't work, then I'll, you know, consider the prescriptions. And fortunately, you know, not only did it work, it really, like, shocked me. Like, I actually had this impression because I grew up in the church, grew up in the South, grew up as a very active and ambitious academician, so to speak. So I didn't want to fall into, like, the Beavis and Butthead, or the stereotype of what it would look like if you consume any form of the plant. But I started with a tincture, which is a liquid or oil form that I would place. It's just extracted hemp-derived CBD that I would place in my coffee in the morning, and it helped me, you know, clear my cognitive focus. I mean, I went from crying, you know, waking up in tears, waking up overwhelmed with grief, overwhelmed with questions, overwhelmed with just heaviness and emotion, to being able to wake up. I don't feel like crying. Okay, I can get up and move around my day. I can move around my mind. And every day it just continued to improve, you know, my sleep. I went from having restless nights to really having sound sleep. And because I led a crew, a construction crew, you know, my ability to lead and my ability to process thoughts was really important. And we were able to continue to move jobs forward. And I just felt not only relieved, but very surprised that the effect was as empowering as it was for me, both personally and professionally. And so it was at that time that I really was more emboldened and even curious, as well as passionate, to help other people realize that this plant packs so many medicinal and therapeutic benefits that our community specifically needed to pay more attention to it.
Was that your first experience with using any part of the cannabis plant?
So it was my first experience. No, it wasn't my first experience, but it was my first consistent experience. So I kind of had this stronghold, if you will, from a religious perspective. And so I had tried it before for anxiety. I didn't smoke it, but I did consume it through like an inhalation. And I didn't smoke it for even religious reasons. I was so nervous about it, but they kept saying, it's going to calm you down, it's going to calm you down. And so I consumed it, and it completely relaxed me. But I was guilty. And so because I was guilty, I never went back to it until I went through this medical or this mental health moment and decided that, you know, to look at that crisis as an opportunity to revisit something that I had seen work before.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, had that been your first experience? But even so, you know, we've talked about this, and I was sharing with you how my mom, who was in her late 80s at the time, early 90s, was under so much medication, legal medication, right? That's how they termed it. But they said that she had to take it for the various conditions that she was suffering with, but it had her just so confused. She was not her normal self anymore. You know, she was hallucinating. She wasn't sleeping. She was argumentative. She was combative. She was just going through everything that you could think of, and it really breaks your heart to see, you know, your older parents, your elders going through some of those things. And so I know I witnessed it with my own eyes as well, how the difference that it makes as far as calming the individual down.
Yeah, and I think that part of our mission with our company has really been to bring to the forefront the stigma and demystify it, and really break down or destigmatize the plant in general. Because a lot of times we are more hesitant to consider this holistic herb versus prescriptions, because we've been trained mentally and even from a social perspective to think that prescriptions carry a higher value. But the truth is,
right,
there's scientific research that documents the wide variety of ailments that are eased as a result of this herbal, you know, the essence of this herb's influence. So we can talk about glaucoma. We can talk about cancer. We can talk about IBS. We can talk about Crohn's disease. We can talk about COPD, cancer, diabetes. All of these chronic wellness challenges that are common to our community, there is scientific and highly, you know, educational institutions that have supported research to show that cannabis oil or CBD oil can assist with easing some of these challenges. And so when we think about that and we think about the stigma, our community can't afford to think poorly about this plant, especially as we're watching in real time both the federal and state governments change their position on the actual plant and its impact.
And get patents on the ingredients within the plant. You know, when the government took that stance, you know, you're like, well, wow, it must be something to this.
Right.
It can't all be bad if the U.S. government, right? So,
right, absolutely. And see, those aren't the things that are brought to the forefront. You know, what most people think is, oh, it gets you high. It is illegal, or, oh, it's a drug. But in truth, for me, I consider myself to have chosen my own medicine. It's plant medicine for me. And
I like that.
When my therapist and my doctors were able to see my performance, my cognitive performance, my overall ability to function, I mean, I was unable to work for a period of time. And so any sort of, you know, for any woman or man who's gone through any sort of mental health crisis, and you know how much it can occupationally impact you, you get to a space where you recognize that you need something that not only works, but something that you can rely on that won't feel as if it is taking you out of your natural state. Like you mentioned, your mother was legally, you know, overprescribed, if you will, or prescribed what she was prescribed for her condition. And it took her out of the state that you remembered her, you know, in.
Indeed.
And so how was it when she started, or when you started adding, you know, hemp or CBD into her regimen? Did you notice that it brought back any vitality or any sort of, did it improve her quality of life?
It did. And she also was a much calmer individual as well. You know, she was able to sit down and play dominoes and, you know, checkers or whatever, and hold a conversation, you know, whereas before, man, you know, just seriously, you know, just a violent rage in her. But I know it was the combination of those two. I have been asking her doctors for years, you know, like, can you take her off some of this stuff, you know, but there's such of the mindset that once you start taking something, you can never come off of it. I do not believe that, but that's my own personal, you know. And so as a family, we had to make decisions, you know, on regarding her care. But I'm really against all of those medications. So
Absolutely. And see, the reason what most people don't realize is that all of our bodies and all mammals have what's called an endocannabinoid system. And so we produce our own cannabinoids. It helps to regulate the key functions of our body. It helps to boost and regulate our nervous system, our immune system. And so it creates the, you know, optimal functionality for our bodies. And over time, age, sickness, et cetera, it starts to perform less and less. And when we feed it with the phytocannabinoids that come from the plant, then those phytocannabinoids connect with those where those endocannabinoids aren't being produced, and it helps to rejuvenate and restabilize our body and our nervous system and our immune system and all of the key functions. And so that's the science behind it, and it's so vast that I believe, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is just overwhelmed with how to prevent it from taking it over, because I know that this plant wellness is something that many communities would prefer versus prescription.
Indeed, indeed. But the knowledge has got to get to the people, and that's why I'm glad that you're speaking about it, that you're you know, doing workshops and interviews and things like that to get the actual truth out to the communities at large, you know, to the worldwide community, because it's so important that we not fall prey to the whelms of these chemicals that, like I said, you know, just watching one of my sister and my mom, you know, got just an overdose of chemicals, but they were all legal, you know, so, and then when the person leaves this earth, then they can say that it was natural causes, you know, but just another way to look at it, you guys. That's all. I'm just kind of throwing some stuff in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. No, all of this is excellent, and thank you for sharing your platform.
Oh, yes, yes. That's what we're here for. You know that, again, we're so brainwashed into a certain mindset that we don't give alternative methods any type of credence where they can work meaningfully in our wellness protocol. And so, you know, we just turn a deaf ear to it and go the other direction. However, you know, I just did a anniversary event at the church, and we showcased energy practitioners doing the complementary alternative medicine, you know, in showcasing Reiki and Qigong and Tai Chi. And a lot of those modalities within our communities are unheard of, you know.
So that's
and that's why having you to bring on and teaching these words that you're using, you know, people need to be familiar with the words, and I'm glad that you're using them in that way, so that we can become educated on the different properties of the hemp plant.
Absolutely. I think that I'm really excited to see, I think that we are as a society in a place where not only are we more curious, but I do believe that we are more willing to make those lifestyle modifications that support better quality of life. And I think that especially in the Southeast, we just have to introduce, we're passionate about normalizing conversations about hemp-derived CBD, especially in a church or Christian setting, because we want to make sure that we can separate what is perceived as a drug versus what was provided by God to be plant medicine. You know, we talk often about in the Bible, it refers to, you know, two scenarios, or it really refers to two types of wine consumers. There's a consumer who consumes a bit of wine for medicine, or it's just in moderation, and then there's the drunk or the drunkard, right? And I think the Bible makes it clear throughout that it is more so relevant or related to consumption. And I think that for our community, when we look at the consumption of any sort of CBD or cannabis for health, we have to think about our consumption according to what our body needs from a health and wellness perspective, and not only associate consumption with recreational use. Many people, including myself, you know, to consume CBD on a daily basis, there are millions of people who consume these types of cannabinoids, and they're not interested in getting high. Millions. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about that, the reason why we as a company have been so excited about elevating opportunities for brands and businesses to really even make these products available to their customers through our white labeling platform is because we do want our community to feel more relaxed and bold in not only consuming, right, because we are always, in America, we're considered one of the largest groups of consumers, but we really also want our community to say, hey, this plant has been weaponized against our community. It's time for us to flip the script, and I should plant my flag. I should make sure that I create more access for these products to other people. And so we're excited about, you know, being able to showcase what both opportunities that are available for our community in this season.
And when you go out and to teach people the business itself, so you're teaching them how to do the extraction, or are you telling them the benefit of the extraction? How are you working that?
So that's a great question. So our company, with our white labeling services, we actually provide an array, over 24 SKUs of ready-made premium wellness goods. And so they range from tinctures to gummies, which I know you've tried. They're bath bombs, body butters, body scrubs, et cetera. And so when we provide the business opportunities for individuals or entrepreneurs entering into this industry, we provide them with those ready-made goods and not only education about the benefits of the product, but even education about how to maneuver in this industry from an e-commerce perspective, banking perspective, merchant processing, marketing and advertising. Because the truth is, in order to spread the message, in order to destigmatize and let our communities know nationwide, hey, let's introduce this to our elderly community so that they can have better quality of life. Let's introduce this to our active community so that as they're becoming more active, they can have their muscles relaxed and pain relieved. When we do that, we want to make sure that we have the ease to do so. And so the reason why we provide our education to not just the benefits of the plant, but how to really manage and market the plant online, we do that so that people can have the technology to support really spreading this message that hemp and health go together. They work well together, and they help to produce better quality of living for individuals who are open to that type of holistic medicine.
Are you finding more and more of the more mature audience or community of people are opening up, taking a look at it from a different perspective?
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Absolutely. We have a number of older individuals who either they had previous experience in the 60s and the 70s and, you know, weren't opposed to it, or those who had a stigma, but they enjoy topicals. You know, again, there are so many ways to consume the product aside from smoking. So you can, you know, again, try gummies or ingestibles or a tincture that as I mentioned, I would place my tincture drop in my coffee every morning. Some people place it directly under their tongue. You can, we have bath bombs and body scrubs and body butters, and all of these are packed with the cannabinoids that are from the plant that help to, you know, really mix in with your blood, your skin and your nervous system, and it helps to really relax your body. And so we find that a lot of our aging community is really excited about getting better quality of life back. There's a client that we work with that, you know, struggled with COPD that uses the tincture that we've been able to see benefit and progress. And in comparison, we have others who also are struggling with similar things like COPD, and it's leading to other progressive challenges like poor circulation of blood, et cetera. And they're not as and that's happening because the proactive approach, because of the stigma, you know, there's still the wall or the stigma that's there. And so they're seeing a faster decline in their health. And so we really like to, you know, share the successes that we see aging communities have, and not just individuals who are in the senior season of their life, but we even are noticing parents with smaller children using gummies. They'll take a half a gummy and help provide the children who have behavioral challenges, ADHD, et cetera, especially in the wake of COVID and virtual learning. A lot of parents are even using hemp-derived CBD to calm their children. And then we're also seeing an influx in the pet industry because parents of pets are noticing that CBD not only calms the seizures and the anxiety, et cetera, so we're seeing a big surge in the pet industry. So there's a lot of growth happening in the space, and it's really mainly focused around all of the wellness benefits.
I'm going to ask you a question and feel free to decline to answer if you so choose. But I believe that the ingredients, some of these chemicals that are being created and mixed together in these laboratories are creating these wide range of diseases that we have now. Coming up, we didn't have ADD and what's the word? We didn't have Alzheimer's. We didn't
anxiety.
Anxiety. And I was trying to think of the one with the children, but we didn't have all of those
autism.
Autism, yes. We didn't have all of that coming up, you know. But as we become more and more saturated with these new drugs, and there's always this disclaimer after they tell you the benefits and they got the people, you know, like just kind of floating in the air as they're running along the beach line and things like that, all of the the hazards of the medication, you know. And well, and if it killed you, you know, you're like, well, yeah, if it killed the person, they're not going to be watching TV. You know, so a lot of it is just really causes a person not to pay attention to the warning. And so that, I think, is more of a legal stand. But anyway, I'm getting off track.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I know, right? We're both passionate about this. It's I believe that that's why our knowledge has been peaked so with the benefits of the plants, with the natural plants, you know, with the hemp and with other natural herbs and things like that. That we have been told were weeds and, you know, cut them and throw them away and things like that. And when we learn to go out and forage and learn the value of these so-called plants that are no good, and we find out that they really can help us. So it's just we're creating, the medical profession, it appears, may be causing more harm to our health than what we have been led to believe. I'm going to say it like that.
Yeah, I think that obviously, you know, my response is that there are so many perspectives, and I think that there's so much value in the diverse perspectives. I do think that there also were undiagnosed things back in, you know, the day. I read a book, I reference this book often because it really was transformational in terms of my perspective. It's called Post-Traumatic Slavery Syndrome. And when you think about a lot of what we came through and what we came from as a culture, I do think that there have been seasons of enlightenment that have built upon one another. And I think that we're just now reaching a season of mental and emotional enlightenment. And I think that a lot of things as it relates to like mental health challenges specifically are just now being diagnosed formally. But I do believe that they've existed in previous generations but perhaps just not diagnosed or perhaps just not communicated.
Yeah, the book that you're speaking of, that's by Dr. Joy DeGruy.
Yes, I do believe so. Yeah. Post-traumatic slavery syndrome.
Right, right. Yeah, she brings.
They
out
actually
a lot of
say that because of epigenetics, a concept that's introduced in the book, but there's also a lot of documentation around it. They mention that we are linked to the mental state of the people we come from, even beyond, you know, generations. So we talk about, you know, the ancestors and what they may have endured. Some of that is still programmed in our nervous system because of the women
right.
that we've come through and what and who they come from. And so some of these things, I think we also are just in a different season in time, and we're just getting more information now than was available before.
Yeah, that's another consideration on it as well. Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
when you talk to your
mm-hmm.
doctor and you were voicing your decision or your choice to not take the chemicals and to try or to use the natural approach to your healing, what was that conversation like? You know, what were they receptive to it, or how
That's
did
a
that
great
go
question.
For
you? Thank
you
for asking. Yeah, they were initially they weren't receptive because there was still the stigma in place. It was 2015, 2016, and so there was a lot of concern around, you know, other just wanting to source, know where it was coming from, wanting to get more insight as to what else it was, you know, created with, and so that's really what made me begin to really research what it meant to produce a clean product and something that's trustworthy and traceable. And so they weren't very receptive initially, but they asked me to record my results. So I would have to keep like a health journal so that between visits I would just be able to provide a report. And they kept it in my medical records, and they started to see the consistent progress, and it just completely shifted their mindset. And I even went through a scenario in 2022 where I had to deal with tumor removal and also communicated to the doctors in the southeast region of the United States now where it's not medically or recreationally legal. I communicated to the doctor that I was using hemp-derived CBD and, you know, cannabis for my pain management and also for the management of my, you know, any sort of like, you know, just nervous system. And they not only documented it, but post-surgery, they also allowed me to include it in my regimen while I was in the hospital. And they were marveling at, you know, my ability to just walk and get back on it was just that my pain absorption was very different in that I had a lot of pain relief aid with the CBD that would have required a higher dosage of medication through a prescription. And I think that's one of the big things. Thank you. That's one of the big things that we share as well is for if anyone listening is consuming any sort of CBD or cannabis, document your regimen because you, believe it or not, in the industry there's something called microdosing or self-dosing where you will begin to understand how much your body needs. It's not to, again, consume for recreational purposes, but for medicinal purposes, you can say, okay, if I take a half a dropper a day, that tends to get me in rhythm, that tends to keep my mindset light, that tends to help me with sleeping well, I don't have any sort of arthritis pain, you'll begin to document it. And when you share that with your doctor, they'll keep those considerations in play when they start to think about a prescription or a wellness plan for you.
Do you consider your doctor like an average doctor or maybe one that thinks a little bit more progressively or outside the box?
No, average. My doctor is very anti. Yeah, my current doctor, she's personally anti the plant, but she is pro whatever her patients feel that they tested for their wellness. She's open to it as long as we give her you know, the information on, you know, the details of what it is, where it's being sourced from, et cetera.
And that's very interesting because, like I said, it's been a number of years now since we had the situation with our mother, and have not had a case or a need to use it anymore since that. Curious as to how it was perceived or received by your doctor, and what was their initial take on it in the first place. So, well, thank you for that. And it's interesting, too, with the increase in the pet industry. That was really surprising when you told me that.
Absolutely. Yeah, pets have an endocannabinoid system as well, and many pet owners are very passionate about creating a great quality of life and environment for their pets. And so we find that their pet treats or even the tincture, our tincture product is one of the white label ready products for the pet industry because pets can also take it sublingually. A lot of pet owners will place the tincture in their food, and it helps to relax them. It helps with just all of the same benefits that humans have as it relates to just really managing the key functions of the body, also helping with inflammation reduction, helping with any sort of like digestive challenges. Pets can also benefit from CBD.
That is so interesting. So how do you, when you go out into the community and you're talking to the more mature, possibly, individual, are they curious? Are they more reluctant? What is there like a difference between the different age groups of how it's received by the people that you're talking to?
Yeah, there is definitely a difference, I think, between the age groups. When I'm talking to, let's just say, individuals who are 65 plus, many of them, if there's a way to overcome the objection related to their morals and ethics, by sharing that, you know, again, hemp doesn't have the psychoactive qualities that marijuana has. So hemp actually only has less than 0.3% THC, which is the component that creates the psychoactive effect or the high, mm-hmm. so to speak, whereas marijuana has 40%+ of THC. So you can see, you know, it's a big difference. And so when you talk to a more mature adult about the fact that there's not a high that's associated with it, and it's also federally legal because we as a farm are USDA licensed, then that tends to really open up the conversation because that is a community that's not worried about drug tests or any sort of scrutiny, if you will, because they tend to have more privacy and also more control or, you know, over their day-to-day. When you speak to that, I would say, 30 to 64 age community, many of them are still in the workforce. And so the biggest question is, if I'm tested, will it show up on my test? And so when we are able to overcome that objection by sharing that topicals typically don't enter the bloodstream because the actual receptors from the endocannabinoid system are in the dermal level of the skin. And so it doesn't have to go as deep into your bloodstream in order to activate. It actually begins to activate, and the receptors are able to absorb the CBD in the skin level. And so that's when you feel the relaxation, the anti-inflammatory qualities, the pain relief, et cetera. That's because those activations have already taken place. Then those individuals are typically less resistant because the benefit, the upside is, you know, better quality of management of chronic wellness challenges, is plant-based and something that can be traced. And of course, Generation Z, they are completely open and very progressive and aware and actually leading, as well as millennials, and leading and sharing with people like, no, let's relook at this plant. Let's look at it for all of the wellness benefits and not just focus on the recreational aspect.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like you've really taken and expanded the product, the educational part of it, the benefits for people to fully be able to make an educated decision about what it is that they will use to offer the healing, the blessing of the plant to their body. So I truly appreciate you for doing that. You know, and as long as we have the knowledge, we can make the best decision for ourselves. And a lot of times that's what's missing. And so I believe that that's part of that informed decision that is available and is a part of every person's health right, you know, is that they need to give you all of the choices, the different therapies that you can use to treat whatever they diagnosed you with. And that's one of the better laws that have come out that helps people. So when they can get the education that you're providing, Q, Nicole, I mean, man, that's top of the line right there.
So I appreciate that. Thank you for, you know, and we really want to just make sure that we can drop the curtain down and really talk candidly about the plant, talk candidly about, you know, what it is, what it encompasses, and then also the wellness, the wealth benefits, you know, associated with, you know, really planting a flag, launching a brand. I know there may be listeners who are already in the entrepreneurial space. They may be spa owners or massage therapists, and there's a way for them to create a space for themselves in this industry. And so we really do highlight through our CBDpreneur Academy a lot of education around the wellness and the wealth benefits of the plant.
Okay, so tell us about your academy then. What you got going on over there?
Well, we, and I'm sorry, I didn't know that you didn't know about it, but yeah, we have, it's on our website. We have what we call a CBDpreneur Academy, and it's a 12-month program where you essentially go through a deep understanding of the science of the plant, the history of the plant, and the nuances of growing a business in this space, from banking to merchant processing. As I mentioned earlier, advertising, email, text, et cetera. We go over how to market, you know, how to build, how to grow a brand, how to really navigate and plant your flag in this space, because my background is real estate. And I believe that when you decide to make an investment, you should make an investment in industries that are growing. And this is an industry that's growing. As a matter of fact, just this week, the federal government is planning to review the banking component of this space, which is going to open up huge opportunities for businesses that are in position. And so we are encouraging people to get to know more about the industry, get to know more about the wellness benefits of the plant, get to know more about all of the opportunities through the academy. And it's been a phenomenal place for people to convene. We're actually, the academy is going to go out to Denver. We're going to be taking field trips. And we do a lot of hands-on educating to make sure that people are comfortable with the space, so that if they are interested in launching a business and through our white labeling, then we provided them with the resources to know exactly how to market and expand and monetize that business.
Okay. And so, and that's just the white labeling part of the business, or is it the farming and just in the whole complete processing?
So it's actually just the white labeling. We don't actually provide education around cultivation and processing. We focus mainly on the white labeling, marketing, and selling or distribution of the product.
Okay.
Yep.
I understand why you said the wellness, wealth in cannabis. I didn't quite. When I look at wealth, that always means perfect health and wellness to me.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, your definition is a little different from mine, so I like that. And
I like yours too.
So tell us about your the process. Would someone just go online and you have a YouTube channel that they can check it out? How would a person find more information or sign up and get more get into your 12-month program?
Yeah, so the Academy is actually online. So if you go to our website, which is www.whfarms.co, you can actually go and see the details for the CBDpreneur Academy there. And you're able to go and register, and we'll get you enrolled in the program. And so it's self-guided. And we also have, as I mentioned, live events that are Academy specific, as well as field trips that, you know, audience members that participate in the Academy will be able to benefit from. So they can go directly to the website to do that. Or if you just wanted to learn more information, we definitely are also on YouTube and Instagram. So you can find us, WH Farms Co. And you can check out videos and educational content that we've made available. We also do a lot of education from our Instagram page as well, because we really want to share with people all of the range of opportunities in the space and all of the uses of the plant. Like I mentioned with the pet industry, the body care and the wellness space, we want to make sure that people really understand that they don't have to be boxed in to just a recreational facing brand, but rather they can create a wellness brand that will help people around them, benefit the communities that they're in, and really spread the medicinal magic in this plant.
Okay. I'm looking at your website, too. There's some great, great information on here, and it's very easy to read, and you provide a lot of information on here. Very nice. Very nice. I had not gone to your website before now, so...
Oh, perfect. Yep, thank you.
Yeah.
And we have a blog there as well with some recipes. So sometimes, you know, with a number of our products, you can try some different recipes that we have in the blogs that are great for holiday seasons. Because even in introducing it to our family and friends, we can use holiday gatherings as a safe space to really have a different conversation about how we address our wellness needs in our families. Because that's how we heal what we know is generational curses. When we start to really deal with the diabetes that continues to run rampant in the family, or the high blood pressure that runs rampant in the family, we can stop that. We can put an end to it by healthier choices and allowing this part of this this plant to be a part of the plant-based regimen.
So, a person that is that lives in a state where it's not legalized yet, would they still be able to enroll in this program and to benefit from the business?
Absolutely. So hemp is actually federally legal, and hemp-derived CBD is federally legal. So a person that was in a state that wasn't where marijuana isn't legal, both medicinally or recreationally, could still enroll in the Academy and could still start a CBD business.
Okay. I know there's curiosity on a lot of people. We're like, oh, man, it's not available here. So, okay, good.
Absolutely.
Good.
And even, you know, for those, on average, the normal cannabis industry investment is upwards of hundreds of thousands of dollars to the millions, especially in states like Pennsylvania. Some of the northeastern markets have really high application fees, and this is before you market and make a dollar. But we've been able to help businesses start for a very minimal amount compared to those expenses, and it gives the business owner the breathing room to also market and do what's necessary to create revenue in their business. And that's what we're really excited about, is helping people really plant their flag and create sustainable revenue in the space.
Okay. Everything looks really good on this website, too. So I've been out in the field actually helping someone to plant and to harvest their crop. So it's really interesting just to be out there in the soil with it. It seems like I got a lot of benefit out of it like that as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great.
It has such great benefits. It gives so much to its soil. Hemp is such a great plant to grow. So I'm pretty sure you definitely appreciated that.
Oh, I did. It was really, really, and to be able to help, you know, another woman farmer that was growing and had it as a business was meant a lot, you know, to be able to help someone. So it was cool. It was really, really refreshing. Take you out of the city, you know, and do something. And we get to feel energy from the plant. Yeah. You know, that energy that comes through, it really is so much different from this manufactured stuff that we're so accustomed to now, you know. So to be one at one with nature is very, very relaxing to the spirit and to the soul.
I oftentimes go out without, you know, barefoot because it's a form of grounding.
Yes.
It's a great form of grounding for sure. And the plant, you know, what I love about just having the ability to kind of have more conversations about it, these, as you mentioned, it makes you feel so much better than the junk that they place out there. So even when I've had instances where I've introduced it to groups by adding it to, and they, of course, through their disclosure and agreement, to salad dressing, very subtle ways that you incorporate the plant into your diet, and it really just, it creates such huge benefit, but there's subtle changes that don't take you out of your lifestyle. And so that's one of the things I really want to place emphasis on tonight. A lot of people who may be nervous to incorporate any sort of hemp into their space for health purposes, it may be because they think they have to put something to their lips and inhale. But there are so many ways to really incorporate it into your lifestyle without having to smoke it.
Talking about it, and it was the same thing we did with our mother, putting the tincture in, you know, like coffee or tea or something like that. And until she got into a better state, you know, no one said anything to her about it, you know. But when she started getting better, you know, we, of course, brought her into what was happening, and she was thankful. She was really, really thankful.
Absolutely. That's amazing.
Yeah. And like I said, she was, you know, late 80s, early 90s when all of that took place. But it's really something to see. And that's why I'm so thankful to the individuals like yourself that are learning and can educate us on the benefits and how it's better for the body than these prescription medicines. I've seen it in my family at least twice. That was with my sister and my mother, because once that our bodies are just consumed now with these unnatural chemicals that are created in a laboratory, you know, they have all of these effects on our body. And then when we combine them with the other medications that are given, our bodies just don't function like they're, like the creator designed them to, you know. And so when we have a natural product as the hemp plant, come on, natural plant, not a GMO, not something that's matched up with all this other, you know, like a frog leg and you know, sperm from a snake and all of that stuff. It's not genetically modified. It's natural. It's a natural plant. And that's what we don't seem to get, that we don't
But I think that, again, through your platform and even you in your role as a reverend, opening up conversations to your audience and to your community about this natural plant, I think that that is such a huge benefit, because there are so many. I mean, when I posted this on social recently and I talked about how we really wanted to talk about what place cannabis and hemp places or how it finds itself in Christianity. And you've referenced the scripture on the podcast when you were a guest on my podcast that I felt was so powerful. I think that if on a fundamental level, if we are reminded that herbs have been placed here for our benefit in the way that the Bible, you know, just fully describes, then we can hopefully elevate our courage to try the herb for its value and not take from it only the euphoric effects. It's, again, it's the example of wine in the Bible. There's one reference to wine that's, I use it for medicine, right? Like the Bible references instances where you can take a little wine if your stomach's not well. So there's clearly this application of medicinal benefit for the right small consumption of, right? And then on the other hand, they talk about don't become like a drunkard and overly consume wine. So I think that we have to begin to look at the herb similarly and not just say, oh, it's that plant. It looks like this. It smells like this. So it must do that. We have to provide a broader understanding for sure. And your platform is definitely helping with that.
Yeah, but thank you. And, you know, it's like what you're saying with the tincture. You're taking a small amount, and I believe that
very
sin,
small.
Yeah, the sin is in the gluten, you know.
Like
that's
it. Agreed.
And, right. And so that is the actual, like, you know, they talk about the love of money is a sin. So, you know, put it all into perspective and don't just pick and choose what you want to be bad and what you want to be good, you know. And that's another thing we have a tendency to do as well. So, but yeah, because I'm not going to go there. Explain the process of what a tincture is for people. Because there may be people listening that don't quite understand what that is.
Sure. So a tincture is a liquid application of pure CBD extract that is either going to be oil-based. So for ours, we have an MCT oil-based tincture. Or a tincture could be alcohol-based, but it's served or sold in a dropper. So typically a 30-milliliter dropper, and each actual dropper amount or dropper will provide a certain dosage. So, and this tincture is the second fastest way for the body to absorb cannabinoids. It does go into your bloodstream, but it does also help with, we've had testimonials ranging from people just marveling at how fast their A1C levels regulated through tincture usage compared to the medication that they have been prescribed. We've had individuals respond well to tincture stabilizing their blood pressure. We've seen tincture help with COPD, behavioral mental health, with any sort of like chronic, arthritis or any sort of chronic inflammation. We see consistent tincture application assist with that. We've even seen tincture help with sexual performance, you know. So there are a lot of benefits to tincture usage that many of our clients have been able to talk about.
That's good. Yeah, because people, you know, sometimes when we're in the business, you know, we understand what we're saying, but people don't know the words that's being used. I just like to always make sure that we break down so we everybody is on the same page with the educational part of it. So, oh, but you have really, really given us a lot to think about, to consider. I would recommend for the audience to go on your website to check out what you have offered there. And so you said that on Instagram and was it Facebook or YouTube where you have additional podcasts and things to share?
Yes. So we actually on YouTube and Instagram, WH Farms Co., you can find videos, content that's educational, that's informative. You can also find information about our upcoming field trip to Denver, Colorado, if you're interested in joining us. We are going to have a great time. It does include housing, and so it's going to be some phenomenal education, some recreation. We're going to actually have a phenomenal tailgating experience with Deion Sanders and those Colorado Buffaloes. So we're excited to take a crew out there and really join into that momentum. So that's going to be November 10th through the 12th. And then also on our website, you'll be able to see where you can sign up to receive our emails so that you can be added to our email list. We oftentimes offer great promotional opportunities. We provide lots of education and information in that space. And you'll be made aware of when our podcast launch, featuring also in one of our episodes, Reverend Dr. Sandy. So that launch takes place October 13th. Yep, October 13th is when the podcast will launch. We will be broadcasting on Roku TV on the Grown Women Network. So it will be a TV opportunity, as well as on YouTube and all of the platforms where podcasts are hosted throughout the country.
Okay, I've got most of that down there. Nicole, man, that's excellent, excellent, excellent. But all of this information is also available on your website as well, right? The dates and the
yep.
activities and things like that. Okay.
Absolutely. So, and I did want to just add my personal social. If anyone wants to follow me, I'm at Q Nicole McNair on Instagram.
On Instagram. Okay. All right. So Q Nicole's aunt put us in contact with one another, and I just want to give a shout out to Geneva Vanderhorst, who has been a buddy of mine forever and ever, 20 plus years, and she's always seeking the best for everyone that she's working with, for those that she serves, primarily the children, but she's community-based and focused on making quality connections with people. And so thank you, Geneva, for this hookup. And I know that it's going to be just a very supportive relationship between the two of us, Q Nicole. And I appreciate what you're doing, the methodology that you're using as far as providing that education. So even if someone did not go into the business, I think it would be so worth it for people to educate themselves on the benefits, on the knowledge. Yeah, because they could take that and build a business with it, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's our goal, really, to allow the expansion of knowledge to create, you know, more vast opportunities, for sure.
Yeah, we got to stop walking around in fear and wrong information. So when you can find someone like Q Nicole that has a business, a reputable business that is out here doing a doggone thing, these are the type of businesses that we need to support, that we need to go on and do our own research as to what she's doing and start referring. The business could benefit from the knowledge, if that's all they want, or a business. But let's support each other. That's one of the things that we as a community definitely needs to improve upon and to increase, like Geneva did when she connected Q Nicole and myself together. You know, so I've been on her podcast. Now she's been on mine, and we're supporting one another. And that's how we get ahead, you guys. That's how things turn around for us, is when we circulate our dollar within our own community. And that's where the power comes from. That's how we can build ourselves up. And not just, I'm not just pushing Q Nicole. I'm just telling us this is the way we have got to start thinking about making sure that we're putting our best out there for all to partake of so that we're doing the best that we can. Doing the best that we can in increasing the knowledge of all of those that we come in contact with. Woo. So, look, you guys, we've gotten right down to the end of the show, and I'm not sure if anyone has a question because we've just been going on and on and on. But the call-in number once again for you is 516-531-9819. Make sure you hit the one on your device that will let us know you want to speak live on air with us. But we are open to take any questions you may have for the next 5 or 7 minutes. And otherwise, we'll keep talking. But 516-531-9819. And make sure that you hit one on your device that will let us know you want to speak live on air with us. What else would you like to talk to us about, Q Nicole, as far as the work that you're doing? Are you expecting to open a physical facility for individuals to come and take classes or learn additional aspects of the business? What are your future plans?
So we will be expanding into a larger commercial facility, but we do have in-person education events already at our office in NODA in Charlotte. When you join the website or the list, we oftentimes will have things at our corporate office that we make available for guests and individuals that are interested in learning. But we love the internet, and we believe in connecting people through webinars because it gives everyone a chance to really log in from their phone wherever they are. But we really, over the next 12 months, our focus is, aside from, you know, helping to continue to manufacture and fine-tune the formulations of our products so that we can get even better responses from our businesses and our businesses' customers, we want to educate people. We want to show them, really destigmatize, really create some more simplicity around the space, help to increase understanding between the differences and the different aspects of the plant. So we look forward to planning a tour where we're going to go around the country and educate, have some like in-person seminars where we're able to really bring people together. We can certainly say more and be more elaborate in our approach in communicating in person, and we want to create those intimate spaces for people to come, ask questions, connect with our team, and get an understanding of what's happening in this industry. We do anticipate that the next 18 months in this industry worldwide is going to be very, very expansive. And so we want to help as many people as possible be in position or at least be open to understanding what that could mean for them.
That's great.
And I also want to say one thing. I just forgot this, but please, if anyone's listening, we just made it to the finalist round of Pharrell, the Entertainers Pharrell's Black Ambition Prize. It's a huge, prestigious award where out of over 8,000 applicants, we've made it to the top 50. And there is a link where you can vote for our company. And we would love your support as, you know, again, we are very focused on expanding a message and destigmatizing, and we're doing so by just positioning ourselves to be in a part of a lot of spaces that help really elevate the conversation. So I can provide you, Dr. Sandy, with the link if you wanted to share it with the guests who attend tonight. But there, and if you also are following me on Instagram, the link is in my bio, and you're able to go and cast your vote for WH Farms Co.
Well, can you give it to us, or it's something that is too long and
it's a complicated. Let me see. Oh, okay. I think it could be simple. It's www.platform.unoodle.com/black / competition. It's long. It's very long. It's very long. Yeah, it would be easier if you just go to my link. And now that I look at it, it's a very long link.
On the website or it's on something else?
It will be this week, but now it's on Instagram in my bio. You can find it there.
Oh, okay, on Instagram. I apologize. And on Instagram, you're Q Nicole McNair.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Want to make sure. So let's support her, you guys, from 8,000 down to the top 50. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
I think we can do that.
We would definitely appreciate it.
Sure, sure. I was, you've been so thorough in what you've shared with us, and let me get back to the screen. I just wanted to thank you once again and just really hold you up in a place to be able to receive continued blessings and the work that you're doing. Your motives are so unselfish. It's about helping us to be able to take care of our body temples in such a better way and not poisoning our system with chemicals that we are unsure of what they really will do once they're inside of us. So I like the plant-based cure or the plant-based methodology that you're using with helping people to understand, like, the application of the skin products or the tinctures and your coffee, your liquid drinks and things like that, to understand the benefits of that, and then offering the education for people to get into the business. Seeing as the likelihood, the real likelihood of this being such a profitable business for people to get into. So you got all the avenues covered where this is truly, truly making sense in the marketplace. And so you're a powerhouse. You're a force to be reckoned with. And I'm just so excited that you were able to come on tonight and to share with us all the work that you're doing and all the knowledge that you have gathered in order to put your business together. And we just pray that it continues to grow and grow and grow, and that you just be able to deliver your powerful, powerful message of understanding and of wellness to people around the world, just around the world.
I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and I'm really grateful. Thank you. Thank you again.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. So we do not have any additional individuals that's looking to ask you any questions, and a lot of times that means that they want you to keep going. But you know what? We had a lot that we were able to. Oh, okay. So one other thing I want to ask you about your farm that you have there in Charlotte. Do you do our visits? Where people can come and you explain that whole process to them, or is that a separate entity from the other work that you're doing?
So we actually, our farm is on the eastern side of the state. It's not in Charlotte. Our corporate office is in Charlotte, but we don't do public farm visits. Every year we have some sort of a field trip for our white label clients that normally features our farm, and we have like education out in the, and we typically do something in that space with our private clients, but we don't have like a public farm where we just like host visits. Again, you know, our focus as a small startup is really to really focus in on the formulation and the manufacturing. And so we are grateful that we are able to grow on our African-American and Tuscarorian legacy farmland and that we have that licensing through USDA to do so. But we don't put a primary focus on, you know, bring it because it's 4 hours away from our office where the magic happens. So we try to keep everything focused on, you know, really what works best for our business. Yeah, but again, with our private clients, we have definitely hosted them on our farm, and they enjoy it, and we enjoy it as well.
You know, that was something I had meant to ask you earlier, and I'm just going back over my notes, and I did forget to do that. So, but yes. So thank you once again, and so we have come to the end of our fabulous show with Q Nicole McNair, and we know that we have been so educated tonight on the benefits, on the properties of the hemp plant and what it could do, the various forms with the skin products and the tinctures, and just we know so much more. So expand your knowledge around alternative modalities that are actually natural and without a combination of chemicals, and see if your body doesn't respond more favorably to that type of healing process than it would to the chemicals. And I believe just from what I've seen in the natural process is so much easier and so much more gentle on our bodies than the chemicals. So thank you once again, Q Nicole. And if there's any parting words that you have, we've got about a minute left in the show.
Now, I just would like to thank everyone for listening. Definitely find us at WH Farms Co. online if you have any questions. And again, Dr. Sandy, thank you so much for allowing me to join you on your platform.
Indeed, my honor. Thank you so much, Q Nicole. All right, you guys, we'll be back. This is the last Tuesday of September. So we'll be starting a new month next week, and we'll see you then. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. And thank you for listening in tonight. Good night, everyone.